Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Goodison Park.
Hello everybody, this is Joe Thomas, just speaking to you from a really unique position, a position of real privilege actually, because talking to my phone right now and right where I am, I'm actually at pitch level at the new Everton Stadium. Just right in front of me I can see, you know, plenty of work going on, but I can also see the little pitch around where the centre circle is going to be and the Everton flag in the middle, and I'm just looking around and, you know, I've got a little tour of this place and it really is phenomenal. You know, I think that for so much of the past few years, the stadium has almost been a concept. And even as the visible progress has been made and you've been able to watch it from afar, you know, it still felt like a bit of a almost otherworldly, like, you know, it's there, but is it really there? Because you can't go in, you can't see it. And having the fortune to be here today, you know, I'm standing in the middle, I'm looking around me, I can see thousands of blue seats. I've got the south wall, which I've just been right to the top of. So steep it is, so steep. Got concrete on my bum from, concrete dust on my bum from where I sat down at the top of it, just to take it all in. And, you know, it really is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. The view is incredible. I'm looking up and I can see, you know, north and south stands, the big screen TVs are up there. You can see all the speakers in. Right where I'm standing right now is in front of what would be the away dugout. You know, I'm just facing now and looking at the way dugout. Look at where the seats will be going forward. Some of the hospitality and, you know, the all back up at the glasses where some of the restaurants and that will be. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. And I think probably the weird thing that I'm going to say is, and I mean this, is that look, this is a stadium that isn't complete and there isn't even a football pitch on it. But it already feels like it's got an atmosphere here. Like, it's massive. Obviously, there's 52,000 seats. It's going to be huge. But it almost feels small, but in a good way. Like, it's so confined. And I don't think what they're going to get is there's going to be no problem at all creating an atmosphere. I mean, for so many of my match reports over the past year and a half, I've been writing about Goodison under the lights and the difficulty of replicating that. And I'm always going through, probably like a lot of us, like a mourning process as to what it's going to be like at this new home, because we've seen clubs transition from old historic legacy stadiums into new, you know, modern futuristic ones plenty of times before and struggle to recreate that atmosphere, that intimidation, you know, that kind of this is a home ground and away team should be daunted by it. I can tell you what, look, I mean, I'm walking around here and I've got absolutely no doubt that that's going to be something that's very easy to recreate here. This feels like a stadium. I tell you what, this feels like a stadium that's built for European football. I mean, so often over the last few years, I've had to watch that other clubs do that, you know, the big nights in Europe, and you just look at the stadium under the lights, everything looks phenomenal. This is a stadium that's built for that. It's just going to be phenomenal, and having the opportunity to walk around here really has kind of opened my eyes, I think, just to kind of what is going on and how special this is. You know, I'll have some pictures for you in the Echo Online shortly, but you know, and some words to go alongside it, but absolutely blown away here by what is something that I can promise to you. It really is phenomenal. And for everybody that's sitting there and can't quite believe it, is worried about that migration over and what it will mean and things like that, look, you know, everything I've seen suggests you've got absolutely nothing to worry about there. This is, yeah, this is special.
The Royal Blue Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you mind just like myself, I say your full name and your title, if that's all right?
So Aidan Miller, and I'm Interview Stadium, Director of Finance.
Aidan, I've just had the privilege of being escorted around here. This stadium looks fantastic. I mean, what's it been like to be working here and watch this go up as it has done? Because it really, really is special, isn't it?
Special on the inside as it has been. I think for everyone on the outside, it's... You know, we get to say it's excitement when we come in. We obviously get the privilege of coming here for regularly, but it still is incredibly exciting to come here. It changes every day. It changes what you're coming to see, what you're coming to do. So, in a similar way, it's really exciting. We're on a long journey. We've got a lot of work to do, but it's exciting to see what your product's really going to be now.
Just explain to listeners just where we're up to right now. What's going on the site now?
So we've obviously been on site for over 2.5 years. We've been just under a year or so that with Radio Rock, we were our main contractor. So a lot of the work that's been going on, less I guess of the work going on outside, it's obviously bits of the roof and things like that, but a lot of the really good work is going on inside the building now. So we've got 1,200 people on staff on site on a regular basis. And as you've got to look around, there's a lot of work going on in the ceilings. Pipes and wires to the layman like you or I were. It's a lot of expert trades working within the building today.
It's the fine tuning now, isn't it, to a lot of it?
Yeah, and it's making sure they work operationally. Not stadiums are simple buildings in many ways, particularly when you compare them to hospitals and those kind of elements. But actually, in terms of operationally, there's a lot of different users, there's a lot of different people, a lot of different crossover user groups where you've got to make it work for all of these different people.
And work will start on the pitch at the end of April, beginning of May, roughly. But this feels, even without that, this feels undeniably a football stadium, doesn't it?
Yeah, and obviously one of the things is that a lot of fake honours comments done it early on in this whole project was this was going to be football first.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt you come as a football fan, and hopefully you've seen it today where you look around and you can see it's football first. You
know? Yeah.
This is not trying to be something different. It's also not got necessarily huge bells and whistles that we've seen over the on other stadiums with the different users. This is football first to deliver what is hopefully it's had a great backstage experience for all kinds of different user groups.
Yeah, and we just climbed right up to the top of the south stand, didn't we? I mean, that's
we get a privilege to come out here, you know, as we've said before, fairly regularly, and every time you come out, the hairs on the back index come up. They do.
Yeah.
It's special to come off when you walk up to the top and you look around that ball and it really is something. It really is something special. And there are times when it feels huge because we used to look at a good sort that we used to be in that kind of environment. And other times you looked at it and it actually feels quite small and you almost look around wondering where 52,000 are going to fit in because it's tight. It's intimidating. It's steam.
I quite like that's one of the things I noticed as well. Like that kind of almost contradiction of that. Obviously, it's a massive stadium, but it does feel quite small when you're in it. But in a kind of, it's that classic cauldron almost feel, isn't it? Like,
yeah, hopefully. And you come into obviously we're coming into it and it's empty, and ultimately it's a building site, and there are therefore constraints in terms of what you can see and where you could go and those kind of things. So you're constantly trying to imagine what it will be like. Yeah. We've just. You know, we probably along with a lot of other people have kind of been on that journey. I think really excited to actually see it in action. Really,
there'll be lots of moments you'll have done this, I'm sure, over the recent years. But when you look back on the wow moments for you, the moments when you've seen a new development on this site and you've just gone, whoa! Like, what stands out for you most?
The one that stands out, and it's become a bit of a joke with people in the safe, people on site here. It's the first time I think I walked across the pitch, probably about on the centre spot, and looked up at our south stand.
Yeah.
And the south stand had just been kind of the backlist house had just been completed. I looked up and my mouth was wide open. Yeah. The guys taking a mick out of me here because I was literally just stood there going up after it because I just couldn't believe the size of what I was looking at. Again, you start to kind of get used to it, but ultimately, this scale of the steepness of it, that is undoubtedly for me the kind of wow moment of looking up at that South Stand.
Yeah, just having been down there by the dugouts looking up, and I mean, I can certainly sympathise that. Thanks very much for your time, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, much appreciated.
You've been listening to the Royal Blue podcast from the Liverpool Echo.